buddies. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with Drs. Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Your full-service embroidery and awards business is Unique Images of Lawrence. Whatever you're looking for, uniforms, corporate apparel, trophies, engraving, or a truly unique holiday gift, they can do it all. Stop by or call Joan, Jerry, or Julie for professional and efficient service on any size order. Unique Images is located on US 41 in Lawrence in the Big Blue Building next to Kissel Automotive. Unique Images is a proud supporter of all local athletic teams and wishes all local teams good luck this season. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
All right, welcome back. We're running out of time today because we have so much good stuff to talk about. So let's get to some questions. First, Coach, many teams have done away with the goal judges and rely on the referees and video. Are you happy with this, and do you think the position will ever be reinstated?
I am happy with it because obviously you can go to video review, so there's no real need for a goal judge. I mean, there might be the odd time where you need one just to clarify something, but for the most part, I'm happy with the way it is, and I don't see it going back.
All right, and let's get to another question here. It says, can Mel talk about the incoming freshman class?
Well, you know, we're running out of time, and we've got all the letters of intent in. Incoming freshman class or our current freshman class?
It says incoming, yep.
Incoming. So we're going to talk about that next Monday, Dirk. We're on Monday, next Monday. Mm-hmm. So tune in next Monday. We'll have a release from our department this week, and then we'll talk about all the players we signed who we're very excited about.
How about the freshmen, Coach, that are in on the team now? Do you feel they are relative to how you expected them to play coming in as freshmen?
I think for the most part, yes. And our three freshman defensemen have been outstanding. We're 12th in the country and in goals against, which you know, really surprises me. I thought it'd be the other way around because we had so many young players who played. But it's been sort of a good thing. They've had a chance to learn by playing, and they've been outstanding.
Is there any impact on the community and local hockey having a couple of local players playing and doing well on your team?
Well, I think it is. I mean, it should. I mean, and the area should be very proud of our local players who are playing, you know, especially Tanner and Blake Hietala. I mean, they've done an outstanding job, and, you know, I think it's good and encourages players that you actually can play here, and we want the best local players, the players that we feel can play Division I that are from the area, to stay home and play here.
And let's see, I think we might have missed a question last time we had to see if it's relative at all. Talking about Sova a little bit, people want to know about Sova and his coming back and playing a few games.
Yeah, he played two games up there. I thought he struggled the first night a little bit in Anchorage, but he played Saturday in Fairbanks. I thought it was his best game. He looked good. He played much better, starting to look real comfortable, and I'm encouraged by that.
And we're getting some guys' health, more guys maybe getting close defensively.
Yep.
Coming back?
Yeah, we got Jimmy Davis and Justin Fillion skated yesterday, so they're both back on the ice skating. You know, they're conditioning and they're ways away, but they're getting back. I think David Johnstone's a day-to-day. You know, that's the other thing. We played out without David Johnstone, one of our leading scorers. You know, he hasn't played. You know, obviously didn't make this trip, so we miss him. But he's got to get healthy and ready to go. But,
and that's a big part of the lineup, right?
Well, huge. I mean, when you take Jajar Kara out of the lineup and David Johnstone, who you expected to have and can't replace, you know, what I call those unexpected, absences. That it's huge. I mean, vets would be like Tommy Curley, all of a sudden you don't have Tyler Scarlett and one of his other, you know, right. best players not playing, and you can't replace them. Right. You know, you have guys on your team, but, you know, those are two big high-profile players. But all in all, our team's played well. I just want to give a shout-out to Scott Yeager and the seven young men who came up to Alaska and followed us for both trips. We had alumni events both in Anchorage and Fairbanks, well-attended. It's good to see your alumni and fans up there. Obviously, we did some things with our team. We had a moose camp out at our hotel up in Anchorage. We got a lot of good pictures and photos. You can go to our website and check that out. And they're doing an in the crease presentation or feature on our trip to Alaska. So I think if you go to our website and the hockey homepage and look at that, you'll get a treat. But also, we got some hockey games this weekend.
Big weekend for Michigan Tech. Coach, coming home against a team that always gives us fits, Bemidji State.
Well, no question. They're a tough team to play against. You know, they've had as tough a schedule as anybody, playing Minnesota, St. Cloud, Miami non-conferences, like I said, as anybody. So they skate well. They underhandle the puck. They've got a different style than most teams play. I'm concerned about the jet lag a little bit. And you know, usually teams get the weekend off after coming back from Alaska. We don't after being there 2 weeks. So a little bit of concern, but we've talked about it. We've got four home games, Derek. We put ourselves in a real good position here to have some success going into the winter break with these four home games against two good teams. So obviously we're tied for fifth in the standings. We've got some games in hand on some people. So we have to make hay in these home games. We have to take advantage of being at home. And what we really need is our fans to come out. You know, I know there's a high school hockey and a lot of things going on, but we really need our fans to come out and energize us, especially this weekend. You know, when we're going to need a little lift to get through the weekend. But a lot of good things going on. Really happy with the weekend. But we have to, you know, we have to take advantage now. The last weekend's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to make sure that because of that, you know, we put ourselves in a good position that we take advantage of with our home games, like I said, against Bemidji, which is a good skating team. So it's going to be an entertaining style of hockey this weekend. And like I said, we're going to be excited to finally be back home again and try and close out this, you know, 13 on a real, real strong note.
And we're behind Bemidji by 2 points in the standings. We're tied for fifth along with Northern Michigan and Bowling Green, so a lot can be done this week.
Well, no question. We have two games in hand on Bemidji, which means they've played two more games than us, and they're only two points ahead of us. So we've got to make sure we're ready to go Friday night and take advantage of our home games. And then, obviously, Bowling Green, we're tied with them, but we also have two games in hand on them. So we've got an opportunity to put ourselves in a real good spot. Last year at this point, we had only won four games going into the Christmas break. We've won six this year, and we're looking to add on a few more going forward.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Have a good week of practice.
Well, thanks, Dirk. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody at the MAC this weekend. Thanks.
That's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock.
Victoria.
This is Mix 93, WKMJ.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
President's health care law continues to wreak havoc on American families, small businesses, and our economy.
And Republican House Speaker John Boehner says it goes beyond the website that President Obama will today say is improving as he touts Obamacare's benefits. House Democrats like Javier Becerra say,
it's not a matter of trying to now take offense or defense on this. It's just a matter of making it work.
And as insurers report, enrollment data they're getting is full of errors and garble. Now, the House is holding a hearing, and if the president's been exceeding his authority. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
From Obamacare to the DREAM Act to the Defense of Marriage Act and more, Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte says the Obama administration has ignored what Congress has passed
and unilaterally granted itself the extra constitutional authority to amend the laws.